We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome into another edition of the Fantasy Bites podcast. Brandon Kravitz here with the fantasy headlines you need to know. Spring training jobs that are up for grabs. Position battles found at rotowire.com. One day remains until we get real live NBA action back. Tomorrow's episode will be a full detail of what you can expect Thursday night, but we'll table that for now and focus in on some NFL news and some early ADPs. Yesterday marked the first day that the franchise tag or transition tag can be used in the NFL. Some of the candidates for that tag would include Chris Jones of the Kansas City Chiefs, Kirk Cousins of the Minnesota Vikings, Justin Matabuke of the Ravens, Josh Allen of the Jaguars, Antoine Winfield of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Christian Wilkins of the Dolphins, some fantasy assets like T. Higgins, Mike Evans, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs, and Michael Pittman are also guys that could end up getting tagged. But nothing is shaken out just yet from this list. Usually teams wait until closer to that March 5th deadline to make their official declaration of how they're going to use the franchise or transition tag. The Patriots special teams legend Matthew Slater at 38 years old has called it a career. He played 16 years in the NFL, all of which were with the New England Patriots as the core contributor to the Patriots special teams units. His teammate, Ramondre Stevenson, getting closer to full strength. Stevenson has been going in for physical therapy about four or five times a week since missing the final five games of the 2023 season with a high ankle injury. It sounds like he's going to be ready to go to start the offseason program, heading into the fourth and final year of his rookie contract. Good news on Texans rookie sensation Tank Dell. Dell making good progress in his recovery from a broken fibula and expects to be ready for OTAs this spring. Dell is being selected as wide receiver 18 as it stands right now in the early part of the offseason. Anthony Richardson is another AFC South rookie standout who spent most of the season on IR and yet is still catching a ton of fantasy buzz yet again. Richardson currently being targeted as the sixth quarterback off the board. He flashed a ton of upside with a big arm, rushing ability, and fits like a glove in that Shane Steichen system, so wheels up for 2024. Quick news item in Major League Baseball. It seems like Aaron Judge and his toe issue is not something that we can soon forget about. Judge missed 42 games after tearing a ligament in his big right toe when he crashed into the right field fence at Dodger Stadium on June 3rd last season, a big reason the Yankees fell out of postseason contention. He says that it's going to be a constant maintenance issue for the rest of his career. Nothing overly concerning. He's still a first-round pick in fantasy, going at about ninth overall, but you just wish you didn't have to worry about that. Want to get a bet in tonight? Use the Caesars Sportsbook promo code ROTO15. Earn a first bet offer up to $1,500. Another day here on the pod, another college basketball underdog. We are 2-0. In our last two college basketball picks. I love the way the Gators have been playing as of late, winners of their last three against Auburn, LSU, and Georgia, all SEC foes, all wins for Todd Golden and company, and now they enter Tuscaloosa as 8.5-point underdogs. Too many points tonight. I'll take the Gators. For everything fantasy sports, get yourself a free trial at rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, that's rotowire.com/pod.